Music from Birds in Weather. That's called If I Were You. And you can catch them live at Peach's Grill here in Yellow Springs. The show is Friday night. They're going to be playing with the Easy Pieces from Columbus and Bromha from right here in Dayton, Ohio. And we are very happy to have one of the members of Bromha in the house, as well as the guy who recorded Birds in Weather right here in beautiful Yellow Springs. I want to welcome Seth and Steve. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello, Juliet.
Hello. Very happy to have you here. I want to start off. Tell me about this cool kind of synergy between Birds in Weather in Brooklyn and, Bromha here in the Dayton area and Steve, you recording them here in Yellow Springs. How did this all come about?
Well, Dave, the drummer there from Birds in Weather, he's local. He grew up in Enon. And I played with him like 10 years ago, and he worked with Seth, and
yep.
We used to play together, have a good time in my basement, and we all know each other from around this area, and
yeah.
And Dave decided to bring Birds in Weather back around and have fun in my basement and put some mics up.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Having played with him in the past, what was it like to sort of, hear your old bandmate's new project and get to commit that to tape?
Oh, it's good. He's mellowed out a bit over the years. I think he's responsible for a lot of my hearing loss. But he's found a nice group of people to work with,
yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
And Seth, tell me a little bit about Bromha. I know it features a good friend of the show, Chris N.
And that's right.
Tell me who else is involved in this.
It's Chris N. on guitar. It's Justin Satinover on drums, Cole on bass, and Lindsey Keene on vocals. Essentially, we had all kind of been in bands, not really together, but kind of in the scene, I guess, for, God, I don't know, forever now, since like the mid to late 90s. And I had kind of ran into Justin, I think at the trolley stop or something quite a while ago, and he was like, yeah, I'm still playing. And I was like, yeah, I want to play. So we kind of started, playing together, and we kind of recruited, Cole and Chris kind of back, I guess. And we've just been, it's probably about 8 months now, I think it's been going on, so...
And I know you guys don't have anything recorded
no.
yet. Are you planning on working on that this year?
We actually already are. We're about halfway through it. We're going to be putting out a 10-song album probably here, hopefully, in the next few months. We're about halfway through it. So I was really wanting to try to bring something tonight, but it's
We'll just get it when it's ready,
yeah,
and
it'll
then
be,
do an exclusive preview.
It'll be worth the wait, for sure. Be well worth the wait.
You have to wait 2 days, people.
That's right. Yeah, or you can just wait 2 days and come
exactly,
to the show.
It's
exactly.
free.
It's free. It's a free show.
That's very cool.
That's new at Peaches.
It is.
I've been hearing rumblings of this on Facebook. That's
yeah.
got to be really exciting to be able to offer, such great music to people for, no money.
Yeah, and it's also 18 and over, which is, I think, really important too, because, there's a lot of, 18 to 21-year-olds that also... would really like the music but can't quite get in to certain places, so I think that's really nice that they're doing that too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I want to go back to talking about recordings a little bit. Steve, you said Birds in Weather was playing in your basement. Do you have like a full studio set up down there? Is that something you're doing regularly?
It's pretty bare bones, Julia. But they have a good performance, and it's good music to be able to capture. It's not the typical recording situation. They did pretty much live tracks, and then Hans, the singer, he overdubbed some vocals, and then they went from there, and they overdubbed a few other things, but came out pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, let's take a listen to another one of those recordings.
Yeah,
we will be back to talk more about this really cool show that's happening. It's Friday night at Peach's Grill here in Yellow Springs. We'll give you all the details again here in just a moment, and we'll get them on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Here's some more music from Birds in Weather.
Saw you last weekend.
sitting down by the deep end, all dressed up with no place to go. Wasn't that you're so pretty?
Music from Birds in Weather. They hail from Brooklyn, and they're going to be here in Yellow Springs at Peach's Grill on Friday night. They'll be playing with the Easy Pieces and Bromaha. We've got one of the members of Bromaha in the house, Seth, and we've also got Steve, who did the recordings for Birds in Weather right here in beautiful Yellow Springs.
It is very,
it's been a beautiful day here in Yellow Springs. Seth, I want to talk to you about, you mentioned that Bromaha is working on some recordings. Do you guys have anything else big slated for this year? Are you going to be just playing around town or trying to get out on the road any?
I think, you know, probably for the most part, just kind of playing around town. You know, it's, I don't really think we're trying to do anything too big with this. It's, you know, it's, a lot of it is just, you know, for fun. And, you know, we're kind of, you know, I have a kid, you know, we all have kids or married or, you know, one thing or the other. So I think we're just kind of doing it for fun. And, you know, it's fun to kind of be out there and, you know, be playing out and record an album. It's something that, you know, I feel like I'm probably going to do for the rest of my life. So nothing too big slated, no, but definitely playing some shows around town. And, you know, who knows? I mean, we'll have to see what 2013 brings, I guess.
It's got to be nice to kind of get to that place where you can find that balance of being in a band full of other people who have, you know, spouses and children and jobs and lives, and you can still make it happen musically.
Right. Yeah. It is. It's, and you know, like, it's taken, it seems like it's taken years to actually get there, but it seems like it's actually there now. And I'm very content, and I feel like everybody in Bromaha, I feel like I can speak for everybody in Bromaha when I say we're all content with where we're at. We're just kind of taking it, you know, nice and easy. We're not trying to blow up the scene or, you know, anything like that. We're just out playing some shows and having a good time. We're all really good friends, and it's fun, you know.
Excellent.
Playing music's fun.
And Steve, do you have any other recording projects slated anytime soon, or just kind of seeing what comes your way this year?
Well, I'm seeing if Birds and Weather's coming back my way. They, I thought they were going to be here today, but like you said, you know, people have families and kids, and they get sick, and that's why you're sitting here talking to me instead of listening to a band rock out in that next room.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, for both of you guys, this show kind of feels like a bit of a almost like a homecoming. You know, there's definitely, I think, a family vibe happening there.
Definitely.
What's it like to kind of, you know, get sort of all the pieces kind of back together in the same room, but you're all coming from different corners and you know, getting to come back together and
it's awesome. I mean, the third band, the Easy Pieces, the drummer for the band, Skippy, is. Real name is Todd, but I'm always going to call him by Skippy, no matter what. Sorry, Todd. But, you know, we were in a band a long time ago here out of Yellow Springs. So I've known that guy for long, too. And I haven't seen him in forever. So it's, you know, it'll be nice to see him and see his band. I mean, it's been probably 4 years, I think, since I've seen him. And so that'll be a lot of fun. And then Dave, you know, we're really good friends with him. We've been friends for years. Worked at the Trail Tavern together as line cooks, lowly nice. Line cooks back in the day. So it's always a pleasure to see him and to hang out with him. He's a really good time. So, yeah, it is definitely, I think, a homecoming of sorts, and it'll be nice.
Do you feel like you've all changed a bit musically from when you were all playing together back in the day? That, you know, what you're playing is different stylistically, or your taste?
I would have to say so. I mean, yeah. You know, like back in the day, me and Skippy, the drummer for Easy Pieces, we were in a metal band. I mean, like metal, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of, I still like to listen to it, but I don't really play it too much anymore, so, you know.
And Bromaha's like country now?
Yeah, it's kind of like a country polka.
That was your Portland years, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You guys are pretty rocking now.
That was the Hicktones, actually, out in Portland. Yeah, that was like a super very, very, very folky kind of band. But,
very energetic.
Yeah, it's very energy.
Mm-hmm. Aggressive, but happy and good time music.
Exactly, yeah. Fast, upbeat, but still having a, you know, really good time. So,
do you think that I've talked to a couple of other bands about this. Do you think that having those roots in playing, I talked to a lot of bands who kind of had their musical starts playing in either like metal bands or like really hardcore punk rock bands that have since moved away from that but retain some sense of kind of the intensity or
exactly.
The speed or, you know, there's some little piece of that still factors into their music today. Do you kind of feel that way too?
I would say definitely the intensity, maybe not so much the speed, you know, is not so much the, you know, 8,000, you know, beats per minute, but definitely I think the intensity and I think just the overall emotion, really, you know, like
openness for different sounds, you know,
exactly.
Harshness or
and just, you know, the
smoothness.
All that, really. So, yeah, I think it's still kind of, I still think it kind of bleeds over, I guess, into what we do now, and, you know, for sure.
And Steve, for you, in doing recordings and things like that, did you take inspiration from, are there any particular artists or producers that you sort of looked to that got you into recording or an album?
Getting me into recording, definitely. A long time ago, I was way into Sebado, and you know, I got myself a 4-track for Christmas one year, and pretty much stopped paying attention to college. and it's changed a bit from then, but I still like to get back to the the fun that was involved in that, the experimentation, because I wasn't really writing songs then. I was just, what it would sound like if I did this, if I, mm-hmm. you know, ran this through this tape machine and, yeah. I didn't experiment too much on the Birds and Weather stuff, but it's, you try to keep the fun alive. And a lot of times I hear people talking about going into a studio and it's just like going into a hospital, like you're getting operated on and it's not fun.
Yeah.
Because music's all about fun.
Exactly. So. It gets to be like work at some point.
And yeah.
I think you have to start to, you know, it's like, all right, when's it becoming less fun and more like work, I guess? You know, like there's definitely, to me personally, there's definitely a line that needs to be drawn there. It's like when it becomes more like I'm going to clock in and out every day kind of thing. It's, I don't know. It just, to me, it's really no longer worth it, I guess. A lot of people would see that, I think. Differently, because mm-hmm. you know they're like, well, you know, if you really want to make it, blah blah blah, you really have to work.
It's a hard line to cross, or to walk. I think.
I really think it is. You know, like I'm more just, you know, like to have a, you know, just a good time with it. I mean, mm-hmm. it happens. Always, you know, it'll happen. If not, if it will, it will.
If not,
it won't,
you do something
it won't.
Else.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, let's take a listen to another track from Birds and Weather. They are playing along with Bromaha and the Easy Pieces Friday night at Peach's Grill here in Yellow Springs. It is a free show, so well worth coming out to. We've got info up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. More in a moment, but first, take a listen to this one.
Think of you, you never can be afraid for too long. I figure it out of the box, box me in my homemade home. I said I don't know. I said I
control information.
out of me. That's not how it's done. For I won't say a word about me. Because saying only words won't set you free. Here we are, I don't mind. Control information. But you won't get a peep out of me. That's not how it's done. For I won't say a word about leaving you first. You're right, I'm not right. I better forgive you, but I accept you stay.
Songs right there from Birds in Weather. They are a Brooklyn-based band. They're going to be playing at Peach's Grill here in Yellow Springs on Friday night. They've got some local ties, including the local band they'll be playing with, Bromaha, and they'll also be playing with the Easy Pieces. They hail from Columbus, Ohio. We're chatting with Seth from Bromaha and Steve, who did the recordings for Birds in Weather here in Yellow Springs. And guys, we were talking about earlier kind of the evolution of sound and some of our influences, kind of past influences. What are you guys listening to now that inspires you as musicians or in the recording sphere? Is there any particular album or artist that's catching your ear right now?
That's a really good question.
It doesn't have to necessarily be somebody new.
Yeah, it's actually not. For whatever reason, I've been listening to a lot of Genesis and Phil Collins here lately.
It was on in the truck on
it
the way
was,
over.
Actually, it was on the way. It was on.
Some Built to Spill, too.
Yeah, and some Built to Spill and a lot of Pink Floyd. Always go back to that. That's always one of my favorites, for sure. Always has been, so... Just obscure, kind of all over the place,
yeah,
as far
yeah.
as that goes. Jay-Z.
I've kind of fallen back into the Minutemen the last few months.
And, oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know what else I've been listening to. I've been cracking back on the Birds and Weather, but hopefully we'll hear some Bromaha soon.
That's right. Hopefully.
Coming soon.
2 days, actually. Not on tracks, but... Live.
Well, speaking of when you get the album done, have you given any thought to how you're going to release it? Are you going to try to do like a
Not one bit, really.
No.
Pass them out of shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be pretty elementary, I'd say. Probably, we'll just probably press maybe 200 at the most, I guess. And yeah, just kind of pass those out and maybe try to sell them for a couple bucks a piece, but definitely nothing fancy. And kind of see where it goes from there and, you know.
Just get it into some hands first kinda, and foremost yeah. and yeah. see what happens.
I figure that's kind of the best way to do it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Create too much of a stink about it.
Get it out there. Get it into some ears.
If they like it, you know, cool. If not, cool.
Yeah. If people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing and future shows and all that, where can they find you online?
We have a we have a Bromaha page on Facebook. It's just Bromaha. I think it's Bromaha Band. Crap, I don't really know, to be honest with you. If you type in Bromaha, unfortunately,
it's just Bromaha.
I think it is just Bromaha. Yeah,
you get it up there. No problem.
I think if you type in Bromaha on Facebook,
unless you got a really bad search engine,
yeah. The gerbil,
right? Yeah,
yeah. You have a little spinning wheel of death.
Something else comes about Nebraska. I don't know what.
Go past like the first five things that come up and click on the sixth thing. I think that's us. But yeah, so we have we definitely have a Facebook page, and I try to kind of advertise it out there as much as I can.
Excellent.
While I'm at work, while I should be doing my job.
I know Birds and Weather, they're on there as well. They have their own website, too, and they got a couple of songs up there and a couple of videos, and yeah, I think you can even search them out on YouTube. But, you know, for upcoming shows, birdsandweather.com.
Yep.
And you'll be good to go. You get fixed.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. And we're gonna do our best to, next time they come through the area,
right.
We're going to get them in the studio.
It'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. guys, is there anything else people ought to know before they come out to Peaches on Friday night and check this show out? Sounds like it's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, just I think we kind of hit on it, but it's a free show, which is, I think, totally awesome. And it's 18 and up, which I think is really great too. And it's just you know, it'll just be a good night of good music, you know, something different, I'd have to say, and just good old fashioned rocking time, basically.
I don't know the easy pieces. You don't have any, do you?
No,
I tried to get handy, some,
but Bromaha and Birds and Weather are both very fun bands, but very different styles of music.
Yeah.
And hopefully the easy pieces are equally different from you two. So we'll get some good bit of, what's that word I'm looking for?
Nice assortment.
Nice assortment too, yeah.
Awesomeness.
Thank you.
totally right.
Thesaurus over here.
Nice musical assortment on display this Friday night.
Yeah. Definitely. But yeah, it'll be a really good time.
Excellent, excellent.
Tip your bartender. Don't drink and drive.
All those good things.
All those things to remember.
Well, it sounds like there is a lot to look forward to. The show Friday night, obviously, first and foremost, and a future release from Bromaha.
Definitely.
Getting your hands on some of the Birds and Weather releases that Steve recorded that I've been getting to hear and are really fun and awesome. Are some of those out on 7-inch? Is that how they're doing?
That's what I've been hearing, is that they're not out, but they are trying to get them pressed. And
very nice.
They were hoping for February, even though they're on the road in January. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Can't argue with the vinyl press. You got to go with what it wants. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah. We've got links up on our Facebook page to all the bands involved, so you can connect with them, check them out, get some of their releases, either current or future. And, of course, come out to the show. It's Friday night at Peaches. Birds and Weather, Bromaha, and the Easy Pieces. It's a free show. We've got all the details up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We're going to hear one more song from Birds and Weather. And guys, I want to thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thanks for doing this, Juliet. It was fun.
My pleasure. Here's another one from Birds and Weather.
If there's someone else inside, then I'm just kidding.